Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
But very much an honour. First up, he arrived just a couple of hours ago into Sydney. He's made his way to his hotel and he joins us. We're hoping that his English is fine. I know he's a bit nervous about it, but we welcome the successful Arc de Triomphe winning jockey in Pierre Charles Boudot. Pierre, welcome to Sydney.
Hi, it's a pleasure for me.
Fantastic for us for you to be here. It must be a thrill to be riding in this big race tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm very happy. It's the first time for me here, and it's a very nice opportunity.
What brought it about? Did Coolmore come to you, Pierre, and say we've got a ride for you in Sydney?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Just after the last Sunday.
And were you surprised?
Surprised? No, I'm not surprised. I'm in this moment. I had a lot of winner on the big race, and the team Coolmore has a lot of runner for the breeders, and voilà, it's a new opportunity.
It is. A lot of their runners, as you said, in America riding over the weekend, this weekend for the breeders. Pierre, can you take us back a couple of months, please? We've got to talk about the Arc de Triomphe. We're all watching and listening to it for obviously Enable, and then you came and in some way upset the party. But what a day it must have been.
Yeah, it was a beautiful week for me, and with a lot of winners. Valguest is a strong horse. Is very tough, and the race was very difficult. But this horse has a big heart, and he beats Enable very well.
Wolfgeist is the horse that you won on. When you thought victory was yours, what was the feeling like, Pierre?
Oh, the feeling with him. It was always good.
Has it been as big as what you thought it would have been? Just the reaction out of winning the race. How big has it been?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Just the dream come true.
Yeah. And do you think you've picked up more opportunities because of the win?
Yeah, I think so, and we need this.
Yeah, and do you love traveling around the world to take rides?
Yeah, of course, it's a dream.
There's been some really high-class jockeys that have come through the legendary French trainer André Fabre. He must be a special man with a horse.
Yeah, for me, it's the master.
What's been the key points that he's taught you, Pierre?
This trainer had a lot of classic, and he's always the first one in France, and maybe one of the best trainers in the world.
Yeah, he just continues to bring good horses, doesn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah, Pierre, what do you know about your ride tomorrow in Never No More?
Oh, I think he's a good ride, and we are a nice draw, the number 7, and it's a good point, and we will see. But the best horses of the race. Are inside me, I think.
Yeah, understand. Do you know many of the jockeys that you're going to be riding against? Do you know Kieran McAvoy?
Yeah, I know him, but I never rode with this jockey. But I know Nash Hawiler. I rode with him at Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong when you were there, yeah, understand. So you know a few of them. Is this the first time you've been in Australia?
Yes, you're right.
What are you looking forward to? How many? Are you only here for a couple of days?
No, I fly back tomorrow night. It's true.
Maybe with the Golden Eagle with you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And where do you fly to?
To Rome on Sunday.
Back to Rome. Yep, okay.
I will ride on Sunday at Rome.
In Sunday at Rome, okay. Well, there's no slouching then. You won't be relaxing.
Yeah, right.
No. Look, Pierre, it's been great to have you on. You're a legendary trainer now, winning the Arc de Triomphe, mate, and it's fantastic for us to have you here. And I know Tom Magnier is listening to us now, and I know he's giving me the big thumbs up. He must be listening to us. So, mate, they really love you being here, the Magnier team, with this ride tomorrow. And I know Aidan O'Brien, who's in America, will wish you the very best and talk about tactics and the like. But, mate, it's just fantastic to have the caliber of jockey with you, like you, here.
Thanks.
Good on you. Thanks, Pierre.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. And maybe I saw you on tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow for sure. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Pierre-Charles Boudot, who's the jockey for Never No More, won the Arc de Triomphe just a short while ago when Enable was upset by Voltergeist. And here he is, riding in Sydney, Rose Hill tomorrow in the Iron Jack Golden Eagle. A great coup for the ATC Racing New South Wales in its first year to get the quality of jockeys that we've got and the quality of horses for this race tomorrow.